The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, there is an inside story to everything. And in the tobacco trade, the inside story is simply this. Without exception, tobacco experts invariably select the more golden leaf when buying for quality. And we can reveal this trade secret to you because this fact in itself proves beyond a dispute that Raleighs are definitely superior. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleighs with any other cigarette. In a glance, you'll see the tobacco in Raleigh golden in color. The expert's own standard in judging choicer, more expensive tobaccos. And to give you more emphatic proof of Raleigh's superiority, 31 of these finer tobaccos go into Raleigh's exclusive blend. A masterful combination of 31 delicate seasonings rolled into one supreme flavor. No wonder we can reveal the facts. Conclusive proof that Raleigh's are unsurpassed in quality, in richness, smoothness, mildness. Raleigh's give you valuable coupons, too, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums, including war stamps. So, ladies and gentlemen, look into the inside story, and you'll find it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. Raleigh cigarettes. There's a great day coming manana. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman?
Hello, Red. Say, Red, I certainly enjoyed that weekend out at your house.
You did?
I slept very well, too.
Well, you should have. We have very comfortable floors, you know.
Well, Red, by the way, why didn't you let me sleep in the guest room?
Well, I couldn't. The sponsor's staying with me.
Oh, now I know why you had your house fixed up the way you did. Trying to make an impression, huh?
Yeah. But do you think I overdid it when I ran around dressed like Sir Walter Raleigh?
No, Red, but I don't think you should have told him that your grandmother was Queen Elizabeth.
Well, she thinks she is.
I had a queen named Elizabeth once.
You did, Ozzie?
Yeah, she was queen of the Onion Festival at Ventura.
Oh. Queen of the Onion Festival. Did you get a silver cup?
Yeah, she got a silver cup. They mailed it to her.
Say, Red, what did the sponsor ask you when he took you over in the corner?
Well, he wanted to know if I'd saved my coupons. He needed 300 more for a waffle iron.
Well, what happened when you first met the sponsor?
Well, nothing. He just sat there looking at me, singing, "I got plenty of nothing." Hiya, Harriet.
Hello, Red. Say, that was some weekend party at your house.
Yeah.
I never laughed so much and starved so much in my life.
Didn't you get anything neat? There was plenty in the icebox, you know.
Yeah, I know, but you can't buy dynamite anymore. That was some midnight snack you served, Red.
Yeah, well, I had to do that for the sponsor's benefit.
I know, but after all, what a sandwich. An ashtray between two slices of white burley.
Oh, Red, it's all right to be nice to Mr. Raleigh, but, yeah. Well, you shouldn't let him boss you.
No?
No, you should speak up, assert yourself, be domineering.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever try being domineering on your knees?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Red. I don't think you should have beat him at tennis.
No? Well, I beat him fair and square. Besides, his chain was pretty long, you know.
Yeah, I guess it was. It's like...
Of course, he didn't have any strings in his racket.
I was in a racket once.
You were in a racket, Ozzie?
Yeah, I used to catch gophers and then sell them to rabbits for silver fox.
You know, Red, I think the sponsor was disappointed. After all, you told him you had a swimming pool.
Well, I have got a swimming pool.
Oh, don't be silly. That's a bird bath.
Yeah? No wonder I got these bumps on my head.
Sponsor's from Louisville, Kentucky, isn't he, Red?
Yeah. Didn't you hear me run around talking with a southern accent? I kept saying, "Will, shut my mouth, Will, shut my mouth."
Yeah, I know. And there for a while, I thought he was going to do it. Say, what do you think of our California weather, Red?
Well, when he got off the train, the Chamber of Commerce handed him a little pamphlet to read.
Well, which is he going to believe, the pamphlet or his eyes?
I don't know. A tidal wave swept it out of his hand before he could turn it. No kidding, the salmon are running in my front yard. You know, at first when he got off the train, he said he was embarrassed.
Why?
Well, everybody kept running behind him to see if he had a coupon on his back. Well, anyway, I know the sponsor likes me. We'll probably be on this program for years and years.
Oh, that reminds me, Red. Just before he left, the sponsor gave me this note to give to you.
Oh, good. Let me have it. It's probably a long-term contract. I'll read it.
Well?
Which bus goes to Lockheed?
Here is a song about little Bo Peep, the poor little kid, she lost her Jeep. Don't stop us if you've heard this before. We'd like to hear it ourselves once more.
Private Jackson had a girl he fondly called Bo Peep. Now Jackson didn't have a car, so he drove by in a Jeep. And they took a ride and the time flew by, and Bo Peep was in heaven. Until Jackson cried, "Bo Peep, this Jeep's gotta be in camp by 11.
So little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep and don't know where to find it. Her soldier boy drove it back to camp,
but he left Bo Peep behind it.
It didn't have doors, the seats were hard, but Bo Peep never minded. It didn't ride like a Cadillac,
and she wondered who designed it.
Roller coasters nearly killed her,
aeroplanes, they never thrilled her.
But with Jackson at the wheel, she got that Jeep, Jeep, Jeep appeal. Now little Bo Peep wants to find her Jeep and find her soldier chappy. If he comes chug chuggy in his old Blitz buggy,
Bo Peep will be happy.
Nelson and Harriet Hilliard singing Little Bo Peep Has Lost Her Jeep, and very good too, Harriet.
Did you really like it, Red?
Yeah, and I say so with feeling in my voice.
Mm-hmm. I wish you'd say so with a check in your hands.
Yeah. Well, wonderful Smith. How are you tonight, kid?
Very fine, Mr. Skelton. I'm working in the war plant now, and things is getting brighter for me.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I'm working on the day shift now.
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, I run the transportation bus for Douglas and Northrop.
Say, you know, with those factories going full blast, your company should put on those big double-deck buses.
We did once, but we lost too many passengers.
What do you mean?
Well, the bridge on 21st Street ain't as high as we thought it was.
You know, I suppose you have to be pretty careful around those airplane factories.
Yes, sir. Just yesterday, I got too close to a propeller.
You got too close to a propeller?
Yeah, but it's all right. I never listened with that air much anyway.
Well, it's good to see you and others doing their part, wonderful.
Yes, sir. Mr. Skelton, why don't we do a show for people who are doing their part?
Well, say, that's a good idea, but first let's light up a Raleigh cigarette, huh?
Well, speaking of Raleighs, a funny thing happened.
What?
I bought a package of Raleighs and smoked one, and had only four left.
Wait a minute, wonderful. If you smoked one, you should have had 19 left. You don't know your arithmetic.
You don't know my friends on Central Avenue.
Well, getting to the people that do their part, first let's look in on the slogan, "A slip of the lip may sink a ship." and we visit a bar where wartime workers sometimes stop in.
Server, server!
all right, what do you want?
Give me another drink and point out the nearest jukebox.
Come on now, what do you want?
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get nosy, will we?
That seems to be the trouble, Joe.
Well, this guy's had too much already, and he still wants me to serve him.
Yeah.
I think you've had enough, old man.
That's a lie. I can tell when I've had too much to drink.
How?
You see these two corks in my ears? Well, when they pop out, I stick them right back in and start over.
I think you've had enough.
You think I've had enough. You think I've had enough. You sound like my wife.
Is that what she says?
Yeah, she always says that just before she passes out.
Did I hear you say you were a war worker?
Yeah, that's right. I'm the best little old war worker you ever saw, too, brother.
Look, Joe, give him another drink. This may be our chance to find out something, see? How do you feel, fella?
Oh, boy, have I got a head on me, boy. Inside my head, I got a little man who keeps pounding with a hammer. 5 o'clock. Thank goodness he's a union man. You know, I just got back from Iceland.
Oh, Iceland, huh?
Yep.
I bet it was cold up there.
Yeah, I'll say it was. It was so cold. It was so cold that my water spaniel cubed up on me.
Now, say, maybe you could tell me something.
What's that?
Do you know where the Pacific Fleet is?
I certainly do.
Yeah? Where is it?
In the water.
Nice guy, huh? Well, here, have another drink.
Yeah, have another drink.
Oh, I can't drink anymore. Just pour it over me.
Now, look, you say you're a war worker.
Yeah.
Where do you go from here, huh?
I can't tell you. It's a secret. But, boy, am I gonna have fun riding in that kangaroo's pocket.
Tell me, when are you going to Australia?
With the next troop ship.
Well, when's the boat sailing?
Better give me another drink.
No, you better stop drinking or you won't be able to drive your car.
What car? I don't drive a car. I got a green elephant parked outside.
Well, I don't see any green elephant parked outside.
No? Oh, well, he's probably in some place getting stinko.
Now, about that troop ship sailing, do you think you could remember if you had another drink?
Yeah, I'm getting at the talky stage now.
Okay, here you are.
Just throw it in my face, bub. I'll drink it slowly.
Now then, when is that boat sailing?
Oh, let's see. I can't remember, but here, call this number and make out like you're me, and they'll tell you.
Well, I sure. Fine. Thanks a lot.
Oh, think nothing of it,
yeah,
bub.
Hello? Bellevue Hospital, psychopathic ward.
You know, I get more free drinks this way.
Then we have Clem, the fellow from Vincent's who's trying to get a job in an airplane factory.
Well, here I am. Oh, we sail through the air with the greatest of ease. Do, 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 do. Oh, we sail through. We sail through. Must have hit an air pocket. I wonder where that airport is. Better get off this runway and find out.
Sounds like some of those boys from Shepherd Field, Texas.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy Duke.
What you doing here, Clem?
Well, I'm on my way to try to get a job in the airplane factory.
Oh, what do you know about airplanes?
I know enough to duck when they fly over. Hey, if I get a job, maybe I could see you tonight, hmm?
You've been seeing me for 5 years. When are you going to ask me to get married?
Never. Supposing you got married and your husband wouldn't let me see you no more. Well, here's the factory.
Hello there. What can I do for you?
Well, I want to get a job in the airplane factory.
Oh, I see. Well, what'd you do before you came here?
I helped my father. He puts up shade trees.
What did you do?
I sat under them.
Now, wait just a minute. What are you, an idiot?
Hmm?
What are you, an idiot?
Yeah, and don't forget, we're organized, too.
Now, look, son, if you want a job in this airplane factory, you'll have to fill out this. Blank.
It ain't written that way, I'll show you.
Fill out the blank, huh?
Oh, Clem, stop being so dumb.
I'm not really dumb, Daisy June.
Then why did you have to take a postgraduate course to read your diploma?
Come on, answer the questions. Were you born in this country?
Nope, Santa Anita.
Santa Anita's in this country.
You ain't been out there lately, have you, Bob?
Let me see here. I think I got a job for you. Oh, by the way, have you ever jumped in a parachute?
Oh, sure. I jumped out of a balloon at the county fair once. Yeah. I jumped out and pulled the string.
Yeah, what happened when you pulled the string?
My pajama pants beat me to the ground.
Well, sir, I think I'll make you a parachute jumper. Come on, let's get in the ship and up we'll go, huh?
Okay.
Okay.
I've never been in one of these before.
Well, here we are, 30,000 feet in the air.
30,000 feet climbs pretty fast, don't it?
Yeah, sure does.
I guess that horn kind of clears the way.
Well, all right, we're ready for your parachute jump now.
Okay.
Here, put this chute on.
Okay. Oh, no. You don't get me to wear an old bustle.
Oh, this isn't a bustle, it's a parachute.
Oh, it is?
Now, come on, strap it on.
Okay.
There, you got it on.
Yep.
Now, you got anything to say before you jump?
Yep. If anything happens to me, you can have my rabbits.
Oh, thanks. How many rabbits have you got?
I don't know. What time is it?
Well, all right. You're all set for the parachute jump. Now, when you jump, you count 10 and you pull this top ripcord, see?
Yeah, pull the cord.
If that doesn't work, you pull the emergency ripcord.
Pull the emergency ripcord.
And then as you come down, there'll be a fellow about 5 miles down the road with a motorcycle to pick you up and bring you back.
Okay, well, here I go. Good luck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh! Oh, it don't work. I better pull that emergency cord. It don't work neither. Well, now, how do you like that? Be just about my luck, the guy with a motorcycle won't be there either.
Thank you.
Stars and Nelson and the orchestra playing Moonlight Cocktail. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who now smoke Raleigh cigarettes have an answer to one of your country's problems right at your fingertips. I'm referring, of course, to the valuable Raleigh coupons now redeemable for United States war stamps. It's a special opportunity you Raleigh smokers have to help secure freedom, the most priceless premium of all.
Say, Truman, how about the people who haven't tried Raleigh's? Haven't you something to tell them?
Yes, right, I have. Simply this. If you haven't yet smoked Raleigh's, promise yourselves to make your next pack Raleigh cigarettes. You'll profit in pleasure from Raleigh's richness, smoothness, mildness, the golden goodness of the exclusive Raleigh blend. And you'll profit from those valuable Raleigh coupons, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums, including United States war stamps. Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, you'll agree that it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. The pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh cigarettes.
Raleigh's.
R-A-L-E-I-G-H. Raleigh.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Getting back to people doing their part in the war, we have a lady and her little boy. Like many other women, she's knitting for defense. So today we find Junior and his mother on the way to the Red Cross Center to deliver some sweaters. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be them being no care.
Hurry up, Junior. We don't want to miss that bus.
Yeah, one, Mommy, one.
Stop running, Junior. You'll fall down and get dirty. See? I told you you'd fall.
See? You didn't have to twip me to win an argument.
Oh, Junior, you ripped your sun suit.
Oh, boy, I tell you, I do. I get plenty of sun now, won't I, Mommy?
Well, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Oh, look at all those girls getting on the bus.
Yeah.
I'll bet they're in defense work.
If they're a Hollywood girl, they've been in defense work for years.
All right, Junior, come on, get on the bus.
Okay. Hey, where's the driver, Mommy? Oh, well, I would drive.
Junior, get away from there. You can't drive.
Sure I can drive. You just show me a pedestrian. I'll knock him down and run over my car.
Stop that, Junior. This is one day you're going to mind me. Take that.
Oh, you hit me. You hit me. You broke my window. You broke my window. You really connected our time, didn't you? Uh-oh, I'll be good. Here come a policeman.
Oh, Junior, that's only the bus driver. Here, give him our fares.
Okay.
Fares, please.
Give me fare, mister.
Well, well, little man, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good, considering I got hydrophobia.
Junior, don't talk like that. Besides, you haven't got hydrophobia. We just hope you have.
Hey, Mr. Driver, what were you doing in that bar across the street?
I was just calling home to ask about my victory gardens.
What did you plant? Four roses?
Oh, driver, how's business with all the factories going full blast?
Oh, swell. I had quite a load coming down.
You got quite a load going back, too.
Now, look, son, you'd better sit down.
Okay, I would sit down if you let me ring up some fares, huh?
Well, all right, just pull that rope with a handle on it,
okay.
But only once.
Okay.
I don't know why I told you that. You look like the type of kid that'll ring up more than one fare.
He knowed me pretty well, don't he? Here. Look, Mommy, I had Jimmy Fiddler.
Now, why did you do that? Now I've got to pay for all those fares. You shouldn't have done it. I have a wife and three bartenders to support.
Junior, stop bothering the man and sit down.
Okay, I would stand up and look out the window.
And don't stand on the seats. If the bus stops quick, you might fall and tear the leather.
Yeah. Hey, Mommy, what you making? Mm-hmm. What you making, Mommy? Mm-hmm.
Oh, Junior, everybody's doing his part for the soldiers and sailors,
yeah,
so I'm knitting a sweater.
Yeah, let me see. Hey, what's it for, a battleship?
Oh, don't you think some soldier would like it?
Yeah, he would like it. He'd like it better, though, if I had a girl in it.
Here's where we get out. Come on.
Okay, I will push the button.
Stop pushing the button. I heard it.
Okay. Well, goodbye, mister. No hard feelings, huh?
No.
Okay, here's something to remember me by.
Junior! Now, here. Come here, Here, hold my hand.
Okay, let's wait till the light changes, Murray.
Why, Junior, I'm surprised saying such a sensible thing. That's not like you.
Yeah, by me, too. Hey, Mommy, there's an open manhole. I will run across her.
What? Junior, don't. You might fall in.
No, I won't. What? Hey, it was nice that guy stick his head out just in time.
All right, come on now. Come on, we've got to get to Red Cross headquarters.
Okay.
Here it is now.
Okay.
How do you do? What have you there? Bundles for the boys in service?
Yes, I have.
Oh, fine, I'll throw them down the chute.
Hey, put me down!
A little boy, aren't you? Yeah. I didn't notice your long pants.
Them ain't long pants. That's me winter underwear going south for the summer.
Have you got something for the Red Cross, madam?
Yes,
here's a sweater I knitted.
Yeah, Mummy's been knitting sweater for the soldiers.
Well, it's a little big, isn't it? What size is it?
What size regiment you got?
Well, thanks, Father Roch, for the sweaters. I'm sure the cavalry will be glad to get them.
Yeah.
Come on, Junior. There's our bus. We've got to get home.
No, I want to stay here and be a Red Cross worker.
No, you come with me.
Now, you let me stay or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used to be a glass eye polisher in a monkey stuffing parlor.
Come on, Junior. Here's the bus. We've got to get home.
Okay. Give me the money, Mommy. Give me the money. I will pay the fare. Well, look who's driving. Me old pal, Carefree.
Now, Junior, don't you bother that driver anymore.
Okay.
Now, you be good.
Okay, I will be good. If you give me a nickel, I'll be good.
No, I won't give you a nickel.
What will you give me? That's a dumb question.
Now, you sit up there by yourself in that front seat.
Okay, I'll sit down. Well, here I am, all alone. And me little palms are just itching for some bloodshed. Well, what do you know? There's that rope with a handle on it. I wonder if he'd get mad if I ring up another fare. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it.
I've stood enough for one day. Somebody's got to make you mine.
Hey, Mummy, send out some reinforcements, but quick.
Come here, you.
Get away from me.
Get away from that horn.
No taper.
Stop ringing up those fares.
You can't catch me.
Junior, stop it!
Oh, boy, I ain't hot tonight.
Where did he go? Where did he go? Where is he?
Yoo-hoo! That's where I am.
I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it anymore.
Well, where to, folks? But I warn you, I got no driver's license.
Ozzy and the band are playing Anything Goes. So here goes for a message of particular interest to all pipe smokers.
Pipe smokers, from the first puff to the very last, Sir Walter Raleigh is richer, more flavor-packed. That's because Sir Walter Raleigh is made from selected burleys, carefully cured and aged, and blended into a masterful mixture that's richer, smoother. And Sir Walter Raleigh's particular crimp cut assures cool, biteless smoking. It has an extra pleasing, fragrant aroma, too. Yes, gentlemen, start smoking Sir Walter Raleigh, and you'll finish each pipeful with the proof that it's the quality pipe tobacco of America. Tonight, try Sir Walter Raleigh.
Red Skelton, with Ozzy Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley, will all be back at the same time next Tuesday. Until then,
this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.